Maybe I'll start with my testimony that happened last week. I usually play badminton in the morning, and on a Sunday I was thinking, should I play, should I not play? But I thought, okay, I'll play for an hour and come back. Unfortunately, I slipped and fell. Thankfully, it was not too serious or not too light also. This is my first break in my body throughout my life. So we went to the hospital. It was still tough. So doctor suggested, I told him I play guitar and I need my left wrist and I need to move my fingers. So he suggested I have to go through a little bit of operation. So we did it and we are back home. Thank God that he saved me from nothing major, and I could, and there is a hope that I can still start, continue to play guitar. Thank you.
Yes, I want to also thank God because it was not anything major, and we could do it in our Bangalore itself. I couldn't, don't have to travel to native for support. At least my parents came and we could manage everything. As I also joined new company, I was not able to take a leave or something immediately, but everything went well, and even my work is also going good. Thanks for all praying.
Praise God. Okay, I want to share something that happened this week. Ever since I joined my job where I'm working at right now, I have never been given a cabin of my own. And in the middle, the director said something about giving me a cabin. And so I was sitting in this large room, but then she allocated other people to sit with me. And so I never had, like, all assistant professors have their own cabins and everything. And it's been 3 years, a little over 3 years that I've been working at this place. And, I just said, okay, I'm going to not demand for it. Like something, about it, I was like, okay, how can I go and demand for something that is, supposed to be it's not my place to really demand for it. So I didn't go and, fight for it or demand for it or anything like that. And what happened in that process is a lot of my colleagues and faculty members, other faculty members took note of that fact. And one person actually even said that, I don't know how you just keep quiet and, just don't fight for it and, all of that. And this week I got finally allocated a cabin, which is beautiful. And what's better is that it's quiet. It's like the quietest place in the entire campus. So that's wonderful. And I just want to, I'm so grateful to God that I not only did I have the chance to, keep my favor with the director and all of that by not fighting for it or seeming like very uppity or anything like that. And I got the cabin finally, that I'm happy about that. But in the process, I have had the opportunity to kind of model not having this competitive and fighting kind of a thing. I mean, in corporates, in any workplace, like people just are like, if you don't fight for what is rightfully yours, then you will never get it and stuff. And I just want to thank God that I got the opportunity to do that at my workplace.
Okay, I just want to thank God for the Global Leadership Summit, for the opportunity I got to go to Hyderabad to be a host, and that everything went well. And it was a wonderful summit. So thank you all for praying. And just thank God for the great opportunity and that everything went well.
I just want to thank God for something that happened yesterday. Can you all hear me? I was trying to get a doctor to meet my dad before we wanted to travel to Chennai, and he wasn't able to come. And yesterday I was out in the morning and I didn't receive his message. He said he's going to be here in half an hour. And we wanted to coordinate his presence with the physiotherapist. And I reached home like just like a few minutes before he's due to arrive, and I hadn't seen his message that he was going to come. He said, I'll be there in 30 minutes, like suddenly. And I had no idea what to do and how to coordinate this with the therapist, physical therapist comes. And God just made it happen. He was here and he was talking to my dad, and suddenly the physical therapist arrived. She doesn't come in the afternoon, but she arrived late today and yesterday, and she arrived just when we wanted her to be. We wanted both of them to be there at the right time. And I think that was a move of God for us. I want to thank God for that.
Hazel, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I do want to share a testimony. We've been looking, I mean, after Zoe is born, we've been looking to move out to a bigger apartment because we're staying in a 2 BHK. And we were getting too cramped up with all the baby stuff and everything. So things were getting too small. Like even if I get a new canister home, I'll be thinking, oh my God, where do I need to place this? I don't have any place. And through this year, I'll tell you, we have seen more than 30 plus houses and we didn't like anything. It's not that we didn't like, we liked, but we just felt like, no, it's not the place. And, you know, we didn't have that. We didn't have God's peace rested over that place and we didn't feel right about it. But last week, a few agents, like a few brokers, they called Sundar and then Sundar asked me, like in between, we had just stopped. We said, forget it. We think we just need to wait a little longer and in God's time, it will just happen. So we just stopped. And so last week, like a few agents called Sundar and then Sundar was like, do you want to see? I said, okay, fine. We'll start seeing again if you want. Like, we'll just check a few houses. So we checked. In total, last week, around 5 houses. And then there was this one house, you know, where Sundar and I both felt God's peace in that house, even though there were few flaws in that house. But we were ready to overlook that. And we just felt like it was right. The house was right. But still, we came back. We didn't haste into decision. We prayed about it. We asked people to pray for it. And we asked for a sign, you know, like we are in a 2 BHK and the owner offered the rent already at a very low price in that locality. The rent is quite high for a 3 BHK, but he offered a lower price and we prayed that, you know, Lord, if he offers it at a price what we are paying right now for a 2 BHK, like we will take it as a sign that it is from you. Like there were many multiple other signs also. So this was a major one. Like we didn't expect him to lower the price at all because he was already giving it at a low price and he stays in the US. So yesterday when Sundar told the agent, okay, we want to go ahead with it, but this is our clause. So he said, I'll get back to you in the evening. Because this guy is in the US. So we waited for him and in the evening he called back and he said that he has agreed to lower the price because like he wants a good family and also he has agreed. So we knew it was not because of a good family and all, it was only the Lord's doing. And we are so happy for everyone who prayed for us and walked us through this because in between I had got very impatient. But then, you know, I believe like just trusting God for his perfect timing just pays off so well. So I just want to thank God for getting it at the right time and for all of you all who prayed for us. Thank you very much.
I would like to share my testimony.
Yes, go ahead, Fanny.
And it was really difficult for me. But in time, I could go to the doctor when I visited Vasai. I had gone to Vasai. And I did my CT scan there on Thursday. And my pressure was really very, very high. And the doctor asked me to get admitted that time itself, but I did not want to get myself admitted there because it was different from around where I stay. And can you understand me clearly? Yeah. So then I finally, you can?
You're clear, Fanny.
Okay. So then the next day, that was Friday, I went and met a neurosurgeon at the hospital in Vasai. And she gave me some medications and things like that. I took some of the medications. Then I came back home. And yesterday I went to a neurosurgeon in at Burkhardt Hospital. And he gave me some other prescriptions. And I had to do some tests. I had to do my MRI, which was very difficult at that time. It was really scary for me. And that's when I'd messaged Nawaz. And she sent me the song, Faithful. And listening to that song, and I really felt much better with God's power. And I finally went for the MRI. It was a one-hour process, and it was really difficult and scary all the time, you know, where you didn't have to move at all, and the sounds are so loud, and it really is scary. And then that person, they gave me one kind of a thing. He said, this is the button. If you feel scared, you need to press that. So that even more, you know, got me anxious. But all that time in the 1 hour, I just praised and thanked God. And, you know, I just said, God, help me through this time. And I didn't even realize when that 1 hour passed in so much of that noise and chaos that was there. But I just held on to God and the name of Jesus, and it really helped me. And like as Nawaz said from Psalm 27, for in the day of the trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in his shelter, in his tabernacle, and set me high upon a rock. Indeed, my Lord was there for me. And yes, I have to do this physiotherapy for 1 month and take a lot of medications. So I just want to thank God for his grace, his mercy, his power, his protection all on me and my children, and for the Word of Grace family who has been praying for me constantly. I just want to thank you all. Keep praying for me. And I also want to share this testimony. Like, I met the last doctor yesterday who was a physiotherapist. His name was Dr. Imran Khan. He was so nice, like the way he explained things to me and what all I had to do. And I just told him, I said, you know, it was so nice talking to you. And like how you say God has angels, you know, coming and helping you with things. He was like that. And at the end of it, he told me, he said, you made my day, the way I spoke to him. He said, because I had not had lunch and I was a very busy schedule today and I was a little, you know, irritated with the whole fact. But talking to you, you made my day. And I spoke to him that in the MRI, how I was just clinging on to the name of Jesus. And I spoke a little about Jesus, and he listened to me so attentively. So I'm really grateful to God that even in this difficult time, I could give him just a word or two maybe about Jesus, and he listened to me. So I feel it was really good. And that's it. Just keep praying for me and thank you for everything.
Yeah, sure.
I want to thank and praise Jesus because he made the way for my daughter to get engaged. There were a lot of obstacles for her. Lots means lots. The boy whom she was getting engaged to was coming from the US, and the consulate was not being opened. And when the consulate was opened, there were other problems. And then he didn't get in Mumbai. He got in Delhi. He had to fly there for his visa renewal. And then we wanted a passport. The passport was with the consulate. There was a lot of obstacles. But the boy's mommy and myself had decided, because most of the guests were going to be Catholics, we thought we would use that platform to give the salvation message. So we invited 7 Gideonites who would be there to share with the crowd after they were having their lunch and all that. And we told the pastor that we want you to give a message on salvation. So the message was given to all of them, about 35 Catholics, and beautiful message on salvation. And many of them were surprised to know. And the beautiful thing is that they were open and everybody was listening to the message of Jesus. So we said, Lord, we want to glorify your name because you have brought these two together. So we are going to use this platform. And God wonderfully opened the door. And all the 35 people were just listening soundly, no disturbance. And Pastor gave the beautiful message about accepting Jesus and how important it is to believe, marry a believer. So I just want to give glory and honor that even in every situation, we have to do his kingdom work. And everything went well. So the engagement, everything went well. So just want to thank God, because there was only 6 days preparation to get the place and everything. In 6 days, we did everything. So just give glory to Jesus.
Amen. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I should be quick. So this is something I've been praying for a very long time, not personally, but something about the nation. I think it was quite impossible for what has happened last week. Personally, we prayed about it as a group, as individual. I think all of you have followed the news about the farmer loss. It personally was very, it touched me quite a lot because it was like moving the mountain against this government, against this loss. It was practically impossible. I have heard from my own friends who have suffered, you know, their relatives have suffered. A couple of them have shared with me. So in the family prayer or in our group prayer, we've been praying about it. So I really want to thank God, because this is the God of impossible. There is no way this would have been possible if it would not have been hand of God. So I really want to thank God, showing in a very different way that He is the one who actually leads and guides to us for everything that He does.
Time that we spent in Arrow, I knew somehow that was not the time to share. And now God clearly gave me a way. It's from two verses, Romans 8, verses 24 to 25 is one. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. And then Romans 15, 4, 6. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. So God was clearly speaking about hope. Maybe this is for someone who are just unable to see anything in future, what they want. But that's what the scripture says. If you can see, that is not called hope. You can't see it happening, but still you have hope in Jesus, because our God is bigger than that. He is capable of doing things for us. So for that, what do? We look at the scriptures. We look into the past. What did God do? God moved mountains, like just now Chris shared. Yes, He moved mountains. He did things that were just impossible. So we need to look into the scriptures and draw strength from God. So I hope this helped someone. Thank you.
I would also like to share one testimony. Last week has been very tough for me because I had to go to the site. I am used to indoor work, the AC work, but going up in a terrace, I was working in Western Mall. It looks sounds good, but I was at the terrace of the mall, not inside. Okay, so it was, sun was hitting me, and I had to do a lot of work sitting in the sun with laptop. I pray, and I was not getting the output which I wanted. 2 days, zero output, and I was struggling. So I put a, I look tanned. So I put a request in for prayer, and praise God, prayer was answered. And 2 days, I got an output of 4 days. In 2 days, God supernaturally provided a great output. And I got favor from customer also. Customer was looking at the product and saying, wow, this is too good. This product is good. I was thinking, why, what is he seeing in it? So the prayers were answered basically. So, and supernaturally the work of that site got over, and next week is another site, and I believe God is going to come through in that also. So I would like to thank Jesus and all of you for praying. Thank you, Jesus.
I also want to share a testimony. Actually, 2 months ago, I shared that my PhD paper got submitted. So today morning, I got a mail saying that my paper is accepted. I have to make some minor corrections only. The thing is, so many people were telling me to submit it to a journal with low impact factor and all, but I never had to compromise. Just because of God, just because of Him and Him alone, this is happening. I never had to compromise. I am publishing my paper in a very good journal, and thank God that I don't have to make any major changes or any experiments. Just I have to make some minor corrections and my paper will be published. I want to thank God for that.
So Abhishek, do you have something, or is it the same? Okay, I will just look at that. Okay, so many testimonies to God's ever-present help, not just to us personally, but like, you know, Chris even shared, you know, this thing is something that we've been praying for, and then suddenly it was out of the news, and now we hear, you know, ever faithful God. He is mindful of everything. So let's turn our gaze and focus onto Jesus right now, you know, that one thing that we desire. Let's just dwell in His presence. We're just going to now just worship uninterrupted. You know, if we can just zoom in. Amen.